My first topic is going to be about how war is a pretext for change. War is a pretext for change. World War I was the institution of the passport system. World War II was the social welfare system. And they put us on a war footing. FDR put us on that war footing that we've never been off of. But now, with this war, which the United States is like, here's guns, Humvees, bullets, shotguns, all kinds of, just go shoot! You get BlackRock to donate. Hey man, money's green, I'll take it. But this war, quote unquote, this crisis, which has all been manufactured, it could have stopped at any time, is a pretext to move urgently to green energy, quote unquote. And once again, this absolute psycho, and I know I throw that word around a lot, but Jennifer Granholm is legitimately insane. She is what we call a crazy person. So she was at a America Clean Energy Leadership roundtable, even though it's not a round table, it's one of those like square tables. Not square. You know what I mean. It's not a round table event. It was at an event. And just listen to her. What she has to say about how this war will play out in context for you and I.
Basically, if the administration or Congress should pursue, you know, a standalone clean energy package, or just clearly, you know, that you don't have a lot of time left to get something, a reconciliation bill, right, through a Democrat-only Congress. Midterms are coming up. So if anything you can preview as to next steps on the congressional front, that would be great.
I mean, as you can imagine and as you have heard, there is a lot of conversation that is happening right now.
I don't know why these people don't
speak
up. Hold on, I just spoke right over. Hold on. Let me turn it up a little bit.
As you know, this crisis.
Conversation that is happening right now in saying that this crisis in Europe and the crisis our allies are facing and the reduction of supply of natural gas and oil from Russia creates a moment that we should be acting. I mean, we heard President Zelensky. We do not want to see any country that is held hostage to Vladimir Putin. And this is a moment for Congress to be able to act. There can be a compromise. There can be movement on this. And whether it's, you know, I mean, what the form is and who sponsors are and all of that, that's an
urgent moment, because we don't want to be dependent on Vladimir Putin. Right? We don't want to be dependent on Vladimir Putin and Putin's price hike. Whatever. It doesn't even make sense. Because how many times do we have to say there's enough oil in East Texas? There's enough oil in East Texas to run the U.S. for 100 years. So when Psycho Granholm's like, we ought to be dependent, and it doesn't matter. The narrative set, this war, they are going to use as a cover to wean us, quote unquote, off of dirty fossil fuels that, you know, heat homes and keep prices low so it allows people to live. You have to understand, Granholm is just like the rest of them. They hate life. They hate life. They want you. What's the number? 500 million or whatever it is? They've calculated. Which I'm sure they could even go lower than that, so they can sustain their lifestyle. But that's what they're doing. They are using this war as a pretext for their green revolution. That Green New Deal we all made fun of 3 years ago. That Green New Deal that we made fun of is now right in our face. It's being enacted as we speak. Not the crazy things like getting rid of planes. Well, maybe getting rid of planes, right? Maybe getting rid of planes for, you know, you and I. Getting rid of planes, getting rid of cars, just sitting in your pod. Yeah, nobody wants to be dependent on any foreign oil, especially since we have the resources to do. To take care of ourselves. But that's what we're looking at. That's what we're looking at here. And they're getting away with all of this stuff. Because what are you and I doing? Oh, Ukraine. Oh, tank top Zelensky. Oh, I love them all so much. We need to help the Ukrainians. Here's all my guns and ammo. Hey, if I tell you I'm fighting Putin too, can I get your guns and ammo? Yeah, the Kingdom of St. Josephsburg, just quote unquote, we're defending the Ukraine. I need all your guns and ammo now. The Kingdom is saying, who cares? Just give me your money and guns. Hey, if everybody else is doing it, I'm getting in on it too. Everybody else is doing it. I'm getting in on it too. St. Josephsburg, we have just declared we're going to defend the Ukraine. Not openly fight the Russians, but just defend the Ukraine. So I need 1 million rounds of ammunition, all your food, some oil, whatever you got. Just give it to me and I'll keep it in my kingdom in case Russia shows up. That should work. I mean, they're throwing money at anybody that says like Ukraine and freedom. So I'm not putting a flag up, though. That's just one thing I'm not doing. No flags in the Kingdom of St. Josephsburg, except flags that honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Right? Yes, Jeff H. I am an official courier for making sure the supplies get to the Ukraine. So I need all your guns and ammo. I need them all now. Just give them to me now. People slapping their stupid Ukraine flags on their homes and everywhere else. So foolish. All right. It's time to on this. You did donate $20, my friend, Mr. Palkow. So I will give you. It's time to rip and read some headlines. Ladies and gentlemen, let's head on over to American Greatness and see what Miss Liz Scheld has for us today. Headline reads, what are we looking at? The idea, the 10 realities of Ukraine. That's not cool. You know what also isn't cool? The fact that Liz Scheld Irish? Did you take the day off? Seriously, there's no headlines today? Are you bored? Lady. That's what happens when you put a woman in charge of this stuff. I'm sorry I had to. you're such a bigot! Whatever, that's fine. Let's see. What we are looking... I can easily rip and read some headlines from the AP News and other places. Because I'm resourceful, you see. Don't you know? You didn't prep this, Rick? I was pretty much hoping that she would have her stuff ready. Now, since she doesn't have her stuff ready, I'm going to the AP. From AP News. Rescuer search for the survivors of a smashed Mariupol theater. This is not off to a good start. This is in the Ukraine. Researchers searched for survivors Thursday in the ruins of a theater blown apart by a Russian airstrike. Since this is the Associated Press, I don't really know how much we should actually trust on that. So we'll move on to our next headline from the Associated Press here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Fewer Americans file for jobless claims this week. That's because they're getting paid to stay home still. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week as layoffs continue to fall amid a strong job market rebound. Can you believe they actually type this stuff? Can you believe they actually type, oh, it's a strong job market? Yeah, that's because you need five jobs to be able to get to one, to be able to get to work once, to be able to fill up your gas tank. Well, apparently jobless claims fell by 15,000 to 214,000 for the week of ending March 12th. So in total, 1.4 million Americans, a 50-year low, were collecting jobless aid the week that ended March 5th. You know why? Because most people just given up. Either A, they've given up, or B, they're just getting, they're still getting welfare money. They're still getting money to sit at home and not do anything. It's crazy how many, oh, the job economy is so good right now. Is it? Everybody has jobs. No, it's like one person working six jobs to pay for groceries. That's exactly what happened here. There's definitely no association with that. People who want to work are taking every job they can. Also from the Associated Press, Biden's St. Patrick Day scrambled by Irish PM's COVID case. President Two Scoops, is Two Scoops Irish? We know he says he's Catholic. I wouldn't be surprised. He's like, folks, when my family came over, I came over. Yeah, in the great potato famine of 1956. And then I landed in Scranton. And then whatever. Can I get ice cream? So President Two Scoops plant, and he was gonna get some sweet, like Irish, you know, some Jameson ice cream today. They were really gonna treat him. So the fact that he is not gonna be able to get his his Jameson ice cream, he is going to be good. Joseph O'Brien. Oh, it's Joseph O'Brien, eh? What are you doing here? They were scrambled on Thursday after the Irish Prime Minister, Michael Martin, tested positive for COVID. Barack Obama. Biden was supposed to host Martin for a day of festivities, but those events have been reimagined. I like how they can't say canceled. They can't say canceled. They've been reimagined as the Irish leader isolates at the Blair House across the street from the White House. This is total America in 2022. The Prime Minister of Ireland on St. Patrick's Day can't even go out and celebrate because he's got to be quarantined.